presenting the Al Reed Show.
Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin. When Mr. Blue comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do so hope you'll stay with us spending life round just to show you the funniest. Here he is, Al Reed.
Is this a theatre, Dad? Is it, Dad? Is it, Dad? Is this where the pantomime is, Dad? Dad, what's a pantomime, Dad? Dad! Is it what you have with me mother every time you want a clean shirt? Dad, who's that man with the gold braid on his cap? Why don't you answer, Dad? Is he an admiral, is he, Dad? Dad, is he? Hasn't he got his tummy low down? Dad! If he's an admiral, has it gone down with his ship? What does he do, Dad? Tells people where to go, does he, Dad? Oh, look, he's shouting right down that lady's ear. Is he telling her where to go, Dad? Why are we sitting down here, Dad? Why can't we sit at the front? Expensive. How much is expensive, Dad? Dad, how much is expensive? You had to borrow 3 and 9 out of our money box, didn't you, Dad? Oh, Dad, don't tell you big lies. You know very well you'd have got more, only the knife got stuck. We've not paid the rent, man. We've not paid the milk, man. We've not paid the coal, man. Also, we can come to the pantomime. Do they not pay big wages to strong men, Dad? Dad, don't they pay strong wages to big men, Dad? You're strong, aren't you, Dad? Dad, aren't you strong? You're carrying your firm, aren't you, Dad? Is this seat broken, Dad? Is it, Dad? Is it? See, watch when I pull it down, it whizzes back. Can I have a whiz with yours, Dad? Oh, Dad, what have you gone and sat on the floor for, Dad? Oh, look, Dad, there's Billy Kennedy goes to our school. Billy, I know you, don't I? That's a catapult, a new catapult he's got for Christmas. Billy, I bet you can't hit my cat from there. Miss me. What's up, Dad? Did it hurt? Oh, see, there's that man again with that blonde out of our street. Does he grow flowers, Dad? Does he, Dad? Dad, why don't you answer? Does he grow flowers? Well, what did you tell me mother he was leading her up the garden path for? Oh, Dad, look, there's a fly on that man's bald head. Can I hit it with my cap, Dad? Can I? Who made little flies, Dad? I shouldn't like that job. Such a fiddling little job, isn't it? Would you like to go to heaven, little fly? You've gone.
Gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor.
Ain't got time for the hinges, no, ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet his
fate.
This old house is
a-getting
shaky, this old house is
a-getting
old.
This old house that's in the rain, but this old house that's in the cold.
Now his bones reason like a train,
but he seeks a new tomorrow.
No longer ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles.
Ain't got time to fix the floor.
Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to...
afraid of thunder, this old house just creaks and groans. This old house just quakes and trembles when the night wind roars and moans.
This old house is a getting
plain.
This old house is
a getting plain. Just like him, it's tucker out. He's a getting ready to meet his fate.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Won't need it no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles.
no time to fix the floor.
Ain't got time to oil the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer.
He's getting older, now he's getting younger.
Ready to meet his fate.
Thank you, the Cordyce. Thank you very much indeed. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And we're all entitled to a night out, now and again. But as you totter down those stairs the morning after the night before, what... I hope you know you came to bed stripped with your hat on. That's the wife from the kitchen. When was that, love? If you're going to start coming this trick two or three nights a week, we're having a different arrangement. You're getting with the wrong set altogether. Running you home at that time in the morning and singing and shouting like that. And I'll give you two words out of her and she's had her chips. Well, it was all in fun. I heard you creeping up those stairs. And you'll be breaking your neck one of these nights, hopping up and down that landing, trying to get your pants off. I thought you were never going to come out of that bathroom. I don't know what they'll think next door, I don't. What with both taps full on and you moaning, oh, never again. Never. And who's this Sylvia I keep hearing about? And don't crack on, you don't know. I've not forgotten that staff dance yet when you said wives weren't invited. Then when I find a pair of earrings in your pocket, you try to tell me you've won them in a spot dance. And while we're at it, I want a new nightie. Now, don't start all that again. Oh, well... I just wish I could be at the back of you sometimes. You've never been the same since somebody told you you had a look of Marlon Brando. And I rue the day you joined that club. You might not have a home at all. See, the other night you just slipped out for some cigarettes and they brought you home in a police car. And what time are you coming home tonight? Oh, I'll not be late. No, I want to know what I can't say to a few minutes. Is it going to be another... No, I've told you I won't be late. Will you promise? Yes. Will you promise me? Yes. You won't let any, but no. Can I relax? Yes. And you... Yes. Now, don't say one, I've told. 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 Now, don't... Don't they make a fuss? I've told. Don't they make a fuss? Mind you, when it's all boiled down, we do take a bit of looking after. Little boys, that's what we are. We're all a lot of little boys. And we're all so easily led. Any questions? I mean, take any crowd of men round a bar. Doesn't matter how good your intentions are, once you get amongst that lot, you're trapped. Trapped! And have you noticed there's always some Johnny know-all who won't take no for an answer? You've met him.
How you do?
How do you do?
Here's your department.
Can I say, get this down here, there's another coming over. not for me, thank you. I've got to go.
Wedge that door, Tommy. You're having one with me before you go anywhere. Hey, and start shifting some of these pullens you've got lined up round you. The way you're shaping, they've only to serve two more rounds. You'll end up with more ale than they have.
Oh, not for me, thank you. I know when I've had enough.
I can see that. You've been struggling with a bottle of stout all night, and I bet there's half of that down the front of your tie. Talk about lifting steel girders. From what you've supped, you wouldn't have the strength to let one drop. And has he told you where you're going when you've finished here?
I'm going home.
You're coming with us, I'll tell you that now.
Hey, no, I'm going to get shot.
Well, you're coming with us first. There's two blondes, I'm not kidding. You've seen nothing like it. I say, you've seen nothing like it. And don't look so worried, they've got the mother with them.
Oh, well, that makes it a bit better.
I'm glad you think so, she's yours. You're not worried about your missus, are you?
Well, she will be wondering where I am.
I wouldn't give it a second thought. Do you know where she is? Yes, what are you worried about?
Lose her temper.
And you let her. Hear that, Tommy? You want your brains watching. Won't you have your supper ready when you get home?
Oh, I shouldn't think so.
Well, I wouldn't stand for that. I would not. See, you want to let her get to sleep, then make her get up and cook your supper. And then don't eat it.
The melody in the air on the ground. There's a sound that makes the world go round. Even in the busy crowd, there's a sound that life is a symphony. The music of the express train, falling rain upon the window pane, all contain rhyme and rhythm. Swing along with them, then you'll see that life is a melody.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, where there's life, there's music, and where there's music, you'll always find those two celebrated piano duettists, my very good friends, Ravitch and Landau. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. That was really wonderful. And now stand by, everybody, because here and now we're taking the lid off the housing problem.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Much longer going to be in that bathroom? How much longer are you going to be in that bathroom? We'll have a different arrangement here. No. I'm not having this, not likely. Not in my own home, never. No. I'm not having this, I'm not that. Mother, if he's not out of that bathroom in 2 minutes, he'll find his bed in the street.
Hush, Daddy, lay you.
Do him good. He doesn't intend to get a house of his own. I could see this coming. I knew what would happen when he plonked his attache case down in our lobby. That was 3 years ago. And now I can't get him my own bedroom for portmanteaus. I warned our Gladys. She should have broken it off that night. She asked if the house was in my name. I'll give him it won't be long before your father cocks his toes up.
Now, you're letting him upset you.
Well, I don't like him. Never have done. Standing with his back to that fire, airing his knowledge. Yeah. She should have made him wait until they got a place of their own. The money we spent on that girl. She can speak 14 languages and all he can say is tar.
Of course, housing has been a vital problem ever since the very earliest days of time. I better do that again. I couldn't repeat that if you gave me a quid. Where are we? Housing has been a vital problem since the very earliest days of time. Even in primitive times, man had to have a roof over his head. And in those days, there was always a struggle to get the best place to live in. Let's take a typical everyday scene between man and wife in those dark ages. Will you stop sharpening your flint and try to get after that semi-detached cave that's to let?
That's the wife from the crevice.
Which cave's that, love? If you think I'm going to spend the rest of my life cooped up here, you're mistaken. There's nowhere to dry anything. What with the weather we've been having? It'll be a different tale in the morning when you're standing on that top ledge shouting, "Where's me clean loincloth?" You see, we missed that beautiful double-fronted crevice in the new slab the other week. Was going. I got you to look over it, and all you could say was, "I'd like something nearer to Stonehenge." I don't know what you're getting like. You get sat down on that easy rock, and there's no shift in you. And you'll have to do something about that draft coming from under that front boulder. Our boulder sea is full of a cold again. And where are you off to now?
I'm going to the cranny. It's the only nook in the crevice where I can get a bit of peace and quiet.
Of course, that was years ago. Today, how different today. Finding a home is simplicity itself. Thousands of houses are advertised in the paper every night, and it's merely a matter. But it can be a bit awkward when she set her mind on it and you're not too sure. And come and look here. These rooms will just fit our carpets. It's the best we've seen up to now. And like I say, if we make the dining room into the lounge and bring our sideboard up here, we could put the three-piece suite in that room, in that morning room, and make their dining room into our kitchen. And if the sideboard won't go in here, we'll put it in that back room and my mother can sleep in it at a things. Or better still, if you could manage with one chair in the dining room, put that couch that you never liked in the front bedroom, we could sleep in here. All that stuff you've got under the stairs could go in that cupboard on the landing. That piano could go in the same place, and then if things got on your nerves, you could use the middle bedroom as a study. See, come downstairs and I'll show you where you can see next year's backyard. Can you smell anything on these stairs, or is it me? Now, come in here and see. Aren't I right? Aren't I right? Needs nothing spending on it at all. As I say, change that fireplace round with the one in the other room and put one of those stoves in that burn all night, and you only need to melt knock hatch through here, or better still, take this wall away altogether, and then you won't have to shout. Well, what do you think?
For crying out loud, will you give over?
Of course, you'll never really be satisfied until you have your own house, planned and built as you want it. Nowadays, any builder is only too pleased to erect your house to your own specification. He'll have it up for you and ready to walk into in next to no time. Let's move over to the busy scene of activity and see what progress they're making.
Any more tea in that jug?
Hey, no, we've sat here long enough. We've all that mortar to mix yet.
You can forget that. I'm not doing another stroke until that joiner puts that paper down. When he knocks a nail in, I'll ray a brick. Give her the light. And hey, while we're at it, when I'm up that plank, don't keep piling those bricks up behind me. There's nothing annoys me more. If I hadn't have had the presence of mind to keep booting them off, we'd have finished up with a skyscraper. Oh, and that reminds me. Don't forget to leave a gap under that front door so they can fit a draft excluder.
Well, we'd have to be doing something. We've been here 3 months and we're not up to the first floor.
Well, don't panic. We'll clap a roof on him. If he says anything, I'll swear blind they ordered a bungalow.
But no matter what kind of house you go into, you can be sure of one thing sooner or later. It wants decorating. Fortunately, wallpaper shops have a wide selection, and with the helpful advice of the man in charge, it's a simple matter to choose the papers you want. Well, I don't know what to say now. You've got me in a right mix, so... I wish I could find those papers, that first one out with that white spot you said would make a nice contrast to the tablecloth.
Of course, it really does depend upon the size of the room to a very great
extent. Yes, yes. Mind you, I do fancy this one with the lilies on it, only it's where he sleeps and with him not being too well. I don't want him to start imagining things on it with there being a harp on the ceiling and... Funny thing, his name is Gabriel. I'll have a word with him. Do you like this one with the polka dots and the puce border? He said, could you open the window for a few minutes? What's this one with the leaves we had in that other boot? Just a minute, he sat on it.
I want that other book, the book you sat on. Don't keep nodding off. It's been too long for him.
Well, you do really need to see this in the shade of the
old apple tree. Oh, dear, nobody goes to sleep when we're on. He's suggesting this one. It's very similar to what you've got on now. No, to what you've got on now. He says he likes it. Could he have an extra pair of trousers?
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. If Mr. Bloom comes around, don't let him in.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow, one thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. That is
for the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites, Alan Ainsworth and the Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Ravitch and Landau for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.